If a whiteboard were a love language, it would definitely be mine. Who cares about quality time or acts of service? I just want to brainstorm and scribble out ideas. While I also love to use the whiteboard for just about anything, it also shows up in a few predictable and big waves for our family at the end of every year during our Beth Key Family Summit. This is a fun practice we started a few years ago where we carve out a few days at the end of every December to reflect on the past year, cast vision for the coming year, and check in on how we are doing in areas like growing together, parenting the kids, and more. On the first year of our summit, Alyssa and I had a nice dinner away from the kids, and with a blank journal nearby, we started asking and answering questions. Now it's evolved and grown into a multi-day, super fun and celebratory reflection camp that includes our toddler-aged kids. It's like a corporate team-building event plus a vision-casting retreat, yet just for our little family. And when they're older, we'll incorporate our kids' input more too. But here's one thing that might surprise you. One of our rules for the summit is no talking about goals. We aren't allowed to talk about or even use the language or word goals. We spend a few days reflecting and dreaming and connecting about the past year and the one coming up, and we don't even set one goal. Why? There's a principle in financial investing called a stop-loss order. It's essentially a benchmark set to automatically get rid of a stock if it drops below a certain value. So if you buy a stock for $50, then you could set a stop-loss order for $30. And if the stock dips to $30, it'd automatically be sold in the system without you actively doing it. A few years ago, Alyssa and I looked at each other and knew that we had reached our stop-loss order for goals. The results we were getting from the goals we were setting had dipped far below what we wanted to get back from them. So we sold it back into the system, moved on. We haven't set goals since. And here's why. For our family, goals haven't really helped us become who we want to be. So we swap them with one word, formations, which is the, quote, process of forming. Now, what's the difference? Keep in mind the definition of a goal is, quote, the object of a person's ambition or effort and an aim or desired result. You can already see a stark difference between a goal and a formation just from their definitions. One is about the end, the other is about the present. One is about doing, the other is about being. One is about the results, and the other is about the process. To me, they are similar, but the word formations seems to capture a bigger, truer idea. Goals are about what practices I'm doing. Formations are too, but because they add a few extra words in the beginning, they take on a deeper layer. Formations are who am I becoming through the practices I'm doing. While this has been a tiny and perhaps a semantic change, it has yielded a massive difference in our lives. It has shifted our North Star so we see ourselves through not what we achieve, but who we are becoming. And we are putting tiny, micro, and repeatable practices in our path that will take us there. In short, how we live forms us into a particular human. And we have to ask, is that the same human Jesus envisioned for our flourishing and our lives? I think if we were honest, most of us would answer no. I'll even say it a little more plainly for those in the back. We as humans are the summation of our repeated practices and rituals. Humans are not made, we are formed. So Alyssa and I, over the last few years, have leaned into this forming idea, asking ourselves, who are we becoming through the practices we are doing? And